Saudi Head Start Program, Module 5, Side 4.
As a review, listen to the days of the week in sequence, starting with Saturday, since for Saudis it is the first working day. Listen and repeat.
Assept. Al-Ahad. Al-Ithneen. الثلاثة الأربعة الخميس الجمعة.
It might help you when learning the days of the week to realize and remember that five of them are based on the numbers 1 through 5. Namely, Sunday is based on 1, Monday on 2, etc. Now listen and repeat the Arabic numbers and the days based on them. 1.
واحد.
Sunday.
الأحد.
2.
اثنين.
Monday.
الاثنين.
3.
ثلاثة.
Tuesday.
الثلاثة.
4.
أربعة.
Wednesday.
الأربعة.
5.
خمسة.
Thursday.
الخميس.
The word Al-Jum'ah, Friday, actually means the gathering, or gathering together. Friday is the day when Muslims go to the mosque to pray. So for them it is Yom Al-Jum'ah, the day of the gathering. Listen and repeat.
Al-Jum'ah. Al-Jum'ah.
As for Assept, the word for Saturday, it is nothing more than the Arabic way of saying the Hebrew word Sabbath. Listen and repeat.
Assept. Assept.
Now you will learn the days of the week in sentences. Listen and translate the following.
أشوفك يوم الخميس.
It means I'll see you on Thursday.
أشوفك في مكتبي يوم الأحد.
I'll see you in my office on Sunday.
اتفضل تعال يوم الأربعاء.
Please come over on Wednesday.
يوم الجمعة عطلة.
Friday is a holiday, or day off.
عطلة عيد الفطر يوم السبت.
The holiday of the Feast of Breaking the Fast is on Saturday.
ممكن أشوفك يوم الثلاثة؟
This question means, may I see you on Tuesday?
يوم الاثنين أول يوم عيد الفطر.
It means, Monday is the first day of the Feast of Breaking the Fast. Listen to the following English sentences and say them aloud in Arabic. You'll have a 3-second pause after each English sentence to give your response, then listen to the right answer and repeat it. I'll see you on Sunday.
أشوفك يوم الأحد.
Friday is a holiday.
يوم الجمعة عطلة.
I have an appointment on Tuesday.
عندي موعد يوم الثلاثاء.
Please come over on Monday.
اتفضل تعال يوم الاثنين.
May I see you on Wednesday?
ممكن اشوفك يوم الاربعاء؟
Thursday is a holiday.
يوم الخميس عطلة.
The feast of breaking the fast is on Saturday.
عيد الفطر يوم السبت.
Repeat this exercise until you can do it easily. 4. Now listen to the word for week.
أسبوع أسبوع أسبوع.
Repeat after the speaker.
أسبوع أسبوع أسبوع.
If you want to say I have a week off, you should say
عندي أسبوع عطلة.
Listen again.
عندي أسبوع عطلة. عندي أسبوع عطلة.
Repeat after the speaker.
عندي أسبوع عطلة. عندي أسبوع عطلة. عندي أسبوع عطلة.
Five. Now listen to the word for month.
شهر شهر شهر.
Repeat after the speaker.
شهر شهر شهر.
As you know, the month of Ramadan is the month of fasting. Now, how do you say the month of Ramadan? It is
شهر رمضان.
Repeat.
شهر رمضان شهر رمضان شهر رمضان.
How do you say I have a month off? It is
عندي شهر عطلة.
Repeat.
عندي شهر عطلة. عندي شهر عطلة. عندي شهر عطلة.
Six. It is important for you to know the main Arabic feasts and holidays and their impact on daily life in Saudi Arabia. For instance, the pilgrimage to Mecca during the last month of the Islamic calendar is considered a sacred duty for every Muslim. Therefore, that month and the rituals of the pilgrimage are very important to Saudis. Listen to the word for the pilgrimage.
Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj.
Repeat after the speaker.
الحج الحج الحج.
If you want to say the month of the pilgrimage, you should say
شهر الحج.
Listen and repeat after the speaker.
شهر الحج شهر الحج شهر الحج.
7. There is an Islamic holiday which occurs during the month of the pilgrimage. It is called the Feast of the Sacrifice, because a Muslim should sacrifice a sheep or a lamb on that day and donate it to the poor. Listen.
Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha.
As you see, the first word in this phrase, Eid, is feast, which you've already learned in the Feast of Breaking the Fast. Listen to it and repeat it.
Eid. Eid. Eid.
Now listen to the second word meaning the sacrifice.
Al-Adha. Al-Adha. Al-Adha.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Al-Adha. Al-Adha. Al-Adha.
Now say the two words for the Feast of the Sacrifice together.
Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha.
As a review, listen to the following sentences and translate them into English.
عطلت عيد الأضحى.
It means the holiday of the Feast of the Sacrifice.
عيد الأضحى اليوم.
The Feast of the Sacrifice is today.
الأربعاء أول يوم عيد الأضحى.
Wednesday is the first day of the Feast of the Sacrifice.
ممكن أشوفك بعد عيد الأضحى؟
May I see you after the Feast of the Sacrifice? 8. Now let's learn the word for fasting, which is an important one for Saudis, especially during the month of Ramadan. The word starts with the emphatic sound sa.
Siyam. Siyam. Siyam.
Repeat after the speaker.
Siyam. Siyam.
If you want to say the fasting, then simply add is before the word siyam to make it.
Is siyam.
Listen to the fasting and repeat.
Is siyam. Is siyam. Is siyam.
If we add the word shahr, month, to the word siyam, fasting, the two words together mean the month of fasting. Listen to it and repeat.
Shahr siyam. Shahr siyam. Shahr siyam.
Nine. Another important Islamic holiday is the birthday of the Prophet. Listen to it.
Mawlid al-Nabi. Mawlid al-Nabi. Mawlid al-Nabi.
It is composed of two words. Listen just to the first word, which means birthday.
Mawlid. Mawlid. Mawlid.
Repeat.
Mawlid. Mawlid. Mawlid.
The second word means the Prophet. Listen to it.
Innabi. النبي النبي.
Repeat it.
النبي النبي النبي.
Now repeat the two words for the birthday of the Prophet together.
مولد النبي مولد النبي مولد النبي.
Let's practice this expression with some of the days of the week and other expressions. Listen and translate into English.
مولد النبي يوم الأحد.
It means the birthday of the Prophet is on Sunday.
مولد النبي يوم الجمعة.
The birthday of the Prophet is on Friday.
مولد النبي يوم الأربعاء.
The birthday of the Prophet is on Wednesday.
يوم السبت عطلة.
Saturday is a holiday.
عطلة مولد النبي.
The holiday of the birthday of the Prophet.
اليوم عطلة مولد النبي.
Today is the holiday of the birthday of the Prophet.
عطلة مولد النبي يوم الخميس.
The holiday of the birthday of the Prophet is on Thursday.